I love it when everybody has their own interpretation of, say, my lyrics. Seeing everybody have their own interpretation of my life gets a little weird sometimes.
The late Jay Bennett had the unusual experience of having the end of his time with Wilco captured on film. But forever being labeled a former member of the band discounts his prolific creativity as a solo artist and a career that was cut far too short. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. With the death of Jay Bennett in May of this year, we're left with an innovative catalog of music and a realization that he had a lot of great work still to do. In Wilco, Jay was the experimenter and also part of the tension that plagued the band during the Yankee Hotel Foxtrot sessions. But his music didn't end after leaving Wilco. In fact, when he visited FUV a few years later, his solo album, The Magnificent Defeat, was one of several projects underway, including a newly opened recording studio and production work for other artists. Despite more recent news of Bennett filing a lawsuit against Jeff Tweedy, a 2006 conversation with host Claudia Marshall revealed that, overall, Jay had made some peace with his Wilco days and found musical joy in moving on.
So I take it you and the other members of Wilco are not in excellent communication.
No, we are. Fabulous. Yeah. Jeff's the only one I don't talk to, and that's by his choosing.
Have you reached out to him?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Probably every, I don't know, maybe 6 months or so, I give them a call.
And what happens?
They go unreturned. The thing about the radio is, like, nobody's seeing my hand gestures and everything. That could sound bitter or something, but that's his choice, and I totally respect it. It's unfortunate. I wish it weren't so. I'd be really happy if someday when I called him, he picked up the phone. But also, at the same time, I have to respect his choice to not want to talk to me, and I'm just really, really comfortable with it. I'm not bitter about all that stuff at all. I think there's kind of this myth that there's like a battle going on. There just isn't one. I'm not kidding. As soon as Edward and I started working on that Bennett Birch Palace at 4 a.m. record, I realized that it was a good thing for me to be out of Wilco. If you could just admit it, you'd know all I said was true. If I could just forget it, I might still be in love with you. Oh, but it was the best I could do. Yeah, best that I could do. It was the best that I could do. Best that I could do.
Plus, I was looking at the list of all of these other projects that you've produced. You mentioned the new Blues Traveler record. Of course, that's one a lot of people are familiar with. Is that really the part of you that calls to maybe right now the most, that's really tugging at you?
Yeah, honestly, I have to say, my favorite thing is just writing and recording my own songs.
Really?
Actually, this is what I just finished doing. I was kind of locking myself up in my studio for about 2 years straight, and I literally just lived there. I slept on the couch, and the couch was about 4 feet away from the mixing board, and me and my partner, David Vandervelde, just locked the doors to the studio, and I just wrote like 2 songs a day for 2 years, and you know, I write very spontaneously, so as soon as I'm done with a basic acoustic and vocal track, start overdubbing to it, and then get really crazy. So I would do that just every day of my life. Why do I say something when there's nothing left to say? Why do you walk away, leave me for today? I don't know, I don't know, but you're as good as gold. You're as good as gold. Good as gold. Good as gold. Looking through this album for the photograph of love we bought and sold, reminded of the times you're as good as gold. You're as good as gold. Good as gold. You're as good as gold.
The late Jay Bennett, recorded at FUV back in 2006 in the song Good as Gold. To hear the complete conversation and performance, visit the online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.